big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm excited to have Corey Sullivan back on the podcast. And Corey and I are talking about disunity. And we're talking about how you have a disunit, or wait, that just sounds weird. How you have a team that is not united, and how do you get them to be united again? How do you overcome the disunity that you could possibly be in? And in particular, not just amongst your team, but amongst your department. Like, you know, we operate in a family ministry department, children's ministry, student ministry. How do you operate together, especially if you're not united? How do you get united? And so we talk about different ideas, and we also talk about how the Orange Tour can help with that as well. So we're excited about talking about all this today. So without any further ado, let's get in the podcast right now, talking about uniting a disunited team with Corey Sullivan. All right, with me right now is my friend Corey Sullivan. Corey.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream. Life has been busy. We closed on a house like a month ago, so been working on that. Like, I'm a little handy, so like painting and refinishing some stuff. Making my own like dining room table and like all that. So it's been go.
Yeah, but you're constantly go, but now is even more go, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've like tried for 30 years to like find a capacity where I couldn't function at. And like I haven't found it yet. So I just keep adding more stuff to my plate.
Yeah.
Until I have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Mental breakdown or bust.
You're very close to having your first child, so I mean, this is it's really go time. You got the house all getting settled, and now,
the baby. Yeah, August 22nd, he's due. Right now, he's weighing in at 3 weeks over where he should be. Okay. So, like right now, he should weigh like 2.5 pounds. He's like 3.3 ounces.
Man, that's a Sullivan.
That's a Sullivan.
You're going big. You go big or go home.
Exactly. We have to.
Yeah. Good. All right, Corey. Well, thanks for joining me today. As you may know, actually, you know this, but people listening.
Yeah, I know. You texted me 10 minutes ago telling us.
It's Blogger Week, and Corey and I both have blogs out about the Orange Tour coming up. And so we're really excited about that. But we are going to talk about Orange a little bit, like, because we do like to talk about Orange. But we're going to talk about it from a different perspective a little bit, about how it unites your team. Corey has a great blog post that you'll want to check out at rallyyouth.com about uniting your team, and I've got some stuff as well on mine. But Corey, talk to me about, when we talk about your team, you're not just talking about how the Orange Tour team, right? You're talking about bigger picture, aren't you?
Yeah, like for me, I'm thinking like one strategy, one common language, one like end goal. And that way, like when we're all united and we're all systems go on that, like it creates unity, creates like, it's no longer division, but it's like mission, right?
Yeah.
Like if we were to say like kids ministry and student ministry had two different goals, two different strategies, two different languages, like that can create some division amongst that family ministry as a whole, because we're looking at different measurements. We're looking at all these different things to how we do things.
Yeah. And again, I think there's some real tension in there, because it's, even though there is a family ministry department, let's just go back from a bigger picture. You may be in a family ministry department, but your student ministry and your children's ministry, even your preschool or pre-elementary school stuff, it may be on three completely different levels of where you're trying to go. So,
and usually that's how they split staff, right? They do it like pre-kindergarten, elementary. And then sometimes even they split middle school and high school up.
Yeah.
So depending on your church context and where you're at, like you can talk about multiple staff and multiple roles. And you got to be talking together. You got to be doing something that unites you guys all in one thing.
Yeah. And again, you mentioned the one voice kind of thing. That was actually Orange's theme a few years ago, one voice. And let's rehash that a little bit. Again, why is it important to
have one voice from very little all the way past high.
For me, it's I keep hitting the same word, but it's unifying.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if we're all saying the same thing, it actually gets a little bit louder.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of getting pulled in different directions, we're pulled in one way, and so more momentum can happen. Mm-hmm. More energy, more passion. Parents know what to expect in all the age groups and all the different things and all the phases that are happening in a kid's life because everyone's on that same page for it. And so when you go into meetings rooms and you're trying to be creative and you're trying to do these kind of things, you all come from that same point of reference, that one voice, that one idea, that one strategy that allows you to like run through a wall.
Yeah. But, and that's true, because when there's disunity, what are some of the issues you think can arise? Because you and I, as student ministers, have had disunity with children's ministers before. And so what kind of disunity comes about, and what kind of tension arises when it happens?
Well, I think you can even go like – you can go micro level in tensions of like whose kid is who. Right? Like, is a fifth grader technically a middle school kid? Is a sixth grader a middle school kid? Or are they still an elementary school kid? So you can go on like micro levels like that, but then it's just macro levels. Like, what does it mean for our ministry to be successful? Right? And if you're not on the same page, like for student ministry, I'm all about relationships. So I want to know how many kids are connected to their small group leaders on a weekly basis. Like, that's my measure of success, like that our kids are connecting with caring adults in their lives. But if I'm not on the same page with my kids' ministry, they might be just looking at who's showing up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, are we measuring the same thing? Are those values the same? And what do those look like? So it can go micro level and macro.
Again, it causes a lot of tension. When you're not working together, when you're not playing nice together, there's a lot of – it is us versus them. You know, oh, we want to do this, but man, the children's ministry doesn't want to do this. Or we have this idea. These kids have learned so much stuff, and we send them off to middle school, and there they all they do is just do funny
or stupid here, things. Here's this, and I want to say this a lot because it's been something I've been wrestling with this week. But like when it's the students versus kids or us versus them, like you were mentioning, it creates tension and it creates competition where it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Like no longer should we be thinking about, hey, we're better than this ministry or that ministry or this church or that church. We should be doing what's best for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are doing what's best for kids, like we're going to lead the way.
Yeah.
Right?
So I agree completely. And so I think it's in our best interest to have a great working relationship and really good camaraderie between the two departments. So how do you do that? What do you do to overcome some disunity to make yourself –
I think have a strategic and intentional time to meet together.
Yes.
Like, whether that's monthly, quarterly, yearly, like what are the moments, and I would even say some strategic events that you can partner in together. Like if you're not partnering in like graduation Sunday together or like rising up or whatever your church may call it, like together, like you're falling short because there's so much more you can be doing together.
Some of the best things to do, I love the – we call it Bump Up Sunday. And again, my idea of doing Bump Up is different from children's ministry doing Bump Up. But guess what? We came together, we talked about it, and we do a modified Bump Up where we do an official Bump Up at the end of summer. But then we do a kind of a what are they – the businesses called a soft launch, soft openings in the very beginning of summer so students can test it out so they can hang in children's ministry for a little bit. But also test out student ministry.
And sometimes like that's what you need. I think it depends. You guys have to have conversations.
Yeah.
I'm so much lately like it depends on your context.
Yeah.
Like people hate that. They want a magic pill answer for things. But a lot of it depends on your people. And sometimes like one of you might be staff full time and another position might be volunteer. So you gotta be able to figure out and work together.
And the big way to do that is communicate. Communicate. And like you said, it could be once a quarter, once a month. I would encourage you to have weekly conversations with your people, even if they're not a quote unquote official meetings, that you spend time with, if you're a student minister, with the children's minister a little bit, you know, so.
And I'd even say like, just check in and say, hey, what are you doing this week? And how could students help?
Yes.
Like you miss a huge serving population for like kids and younger to allow students to feedback into the next generation themselves.
Yeah.
Right. And so like somebody say, like, what are you doing this week? And is there something that we can help you with? Just on a personal level, like as a human being.
Yeah. No, I agree. The more that you guys can have open communication, even if, and I've been a part of programs or churches where I personality wise, I didn't mix with the children's minister, but that didn't mean we couldn't work together. We were able to work together because we talked together. And so I think that goes a really long
way. Yeah, I agree. Just have communication.
And then the other thing that you can do is to do some training together. Do some And so, I mean, this is why we're talking about Orange Tour, because the Orange Tour provides a really cool opportunity for.
Yeah, so I'm 1 year into this new church role as a student pastor, and coming into this, like, I'm diehard. I'm down for Orange. I'm down for the strategy. I'm excited about what they're doing to influence kids and families and partner with the community. And so the church that I'm at, like the lead pastor and the kids pastor and some other volunteers, had no clue what this was and how to engage kids. And I think Orange does it really well. And so I was like, guys, here's an opportunity for you guys to go get trained and just hear the common language, the common heart, the passion behind it. You know, and so they went to Orange Tour and they came back, and we launched this big event together called Big Family Meeting, where we invited the community and all of our church family to come and just learn how the strategy from birth through high school, like, what are we doing? And so people began seeing it and getting excited. People got excited for the phase. And so there's a lot of excitement right now for families.
I agree. I think, and when you, like what we talk about, what training does for your own team, I think training for something like going to Orange that incorporates the entire family ministry program really develops a shared experience. And so you can come back and say, hey, what did you learn? What did you process? How does this directly apply to your ministry? How does it apply to my ministry? And you can kind of really share a lot.
Yeah. And it's just good. And like, again, have those conversations about what does it look like? How does, like, our discipleship from, like, birth through high school, what does that look like? And have that common conversation. Orange does a great strategy for all of that. It gives great curriculum. And that tour is just, like, this condensed version of Orange Conference, but it gives everything you need to understand the new theme, the new ideas, and new thoughts, and get the team energized where they may not have been able to go to conference.
Yes. I agree. The simple fact that Orange takes the conference and takes it all throughout the different areas, it's closer for your church to be able to go to. It's more affordable, a win-win. And especially if it unites your family ministry in some way, even more better.
Yeah. So
I just said more better, and that's just not.
Go ahead for it. I'm not sure if that's English or not, Tom.
Yeah,
but I think we're past that. Okay. So yeah, like, head to Orange Tour, check us out on our websites. Mine's www.rallyyouth.com/blog, and where am I finding you? YM, like, villain.
Yeah, YM sidekick, Corey. I'm at YM sidekick. You can get this on iTunes. You can get this on ymsidekick.com. Thanks for letting me promote my own stuff there, Corey, on my own interview.
Yeah. I had a segue in somehow.
Okay. Well, Corey, I appreciate it. Which Orange Tour is closest to you?
I think Lancaster.
Lancaster is closest to me this year as well, because, you know, they're doing different tours, because they're doing the tour, but then they're also doing those Orange Labs.
Pittsburgh might be close too, but if you're going to Lancaster, I'm going to Lancaster. I don't know if we're allowed in the same city anymore. Like, we get to go to Atlanta for a couple of days, and then we're not allowed back for the year.
Yeah. We're only allowed in Atlanta one time. Maybe they'll do that at Lancaster with the Amish country.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Corey. Well, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much, man.
All right, bye.
All right, so there you have it, my interview with Corey. And I apologize. The audio was not as good quality as I had initially thought it was going to be. You know, it was funny, after I got done with my interview with Corey, Corey was like, hey, it was kind of choppy. You know, it doesn't sound so great. I had trouble a little bit. And I'm like, wait, you were perfectly sounding to me. So it was really weird. It was weird, but evidently I got the bad end of it. And so I apologize for the audio quality, but I think you get the gist of it. and what we were talking about of how you can unite a disunited team and some different things that you can do. And I, again, as I said in the interview, I think firmly, first and foremost, communication is key. Communication is key. You don't have to like each other, honestly. Now, again, you shouldn't try to dislike someone, but you don't need to like them personally to work together, and it all involves communication. So I would strongly encourage you to work on communication and work on doing shared experiences together. It could be fun stuff, but it could be stuff like the Orange Tour, where you just go and get some training together and share those experiences, and you get that one voice, a united voice together, and you work together. That's a great way to unite a disunited team. So those are our thoughts. I would love to hear your thoughts. So hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. Let's continue this conversation online and see what we come up with so we can help each other in our ministries. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. Definitely go to iTunes and subscribe to this. If you enjoyed it, definitely rate me. If you wanted to give a positive review, that would be awesome. You can also get this on Spotify, and I've got the links in the show notes for that as well. And then finally, you could get it on ymsidekick.com. There I've got the blog, the podcast, some vlogs, and information on the Digital Bootcamp, the Facebook group that is free for ministers to learn digital tools to help expand your reach. It's a great group, and it's a great group of people learning digital tools. So we'd love for you to join on that for free. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week, and until next time, have a great one.